begin today with football. And immediately after the Czech Republic's campaign to reach the 2010 World Cup limped to a conclusion with a nil-all draw against Northern Ireland last Wednesday, Ivan Hašek announced he was stepping down as the team's manager. Reaching South Africa next year had already looked a tall order when Hašek, who became president of the Czech Football Association in July, appointed himself coach for the last four games of the Czech Republic's qualifying campaign. His successor on the bench is set to be announced on Tuesday, and Hašek says he already has somebody in the frame for the job.
At this moment, I have a candidate and I'm hoping he accepts the post. We still need to negotiate. It will be clear soon. There's a long road in front of us in terms of preparing for the qualifications for the next European Championship. But as soon as November, we will have games that will be a preparation for that qualifying campaign.
The Czech FA chief has also said the new national team manager would be Czech, not a foreigner. And the bookies' favourite is Hašek's hitherto assistant on the Czech bench, Michal Bílek. Bílek's biggest success to date has been winning the Czech League and Cup double at the helm of Sparta Prague. Staying with football but moving on to the Czech League, and there were anxious moments on Sunday when Slavia Prague goalkeeper Denis Romanovs was knocked out during a 2-0 away win over Kladno. The player lay on the pitch for 10 minutes without moving after colliding with an opponent and was carried from the stadium in an ambulance. Fortunately, the Latvian suffered nothing worse than a bad head laceration and has been released from hospital. Slavia's win helped them catch up on main rival Sparta, who were held to a 1-1 draw at home to Česká Budějovice. Both big Prague clubs are on 19 points after 11 games. Teplice lead on 25 points, though their local rivals Jablonec can go top on 26 if they beat Plzeň at home on Monday evening. That's after the recording of this programme. Moving on to tennis, and the Czech Republic's Petra Kvitová was beaten in the final of the Linz Open in Austria on Sunday, going down 3-6, 4-6 to Janina Wickmeyer of Belgium. Despite losing, the 19-year-old has reasons to be cheerful. It was her second WTA final of the year after taking the title in Hobart in January, while in the semi-finals at Linz, she beat a top-10 ranked player for the third time, namely Agnieszka Radwanska of Poland. In other tennis news, the leading Czech men's player, Radek Štěpánek, has climbed to 14th in the world rankings after reaching the quarterfinals of the Shanghai Masters. The 30-year-old was last in the top 15 over a year ago. Finally, athlete Roman Šebrla has achieved all there is to achieve in the decathlon. He's won gold at both the Olympics and the World Championships and holds the world's points record in the decathlon. But now, aged 35, he's setting his sights on returning to the Olympics in a few years' time as a golf player. Mladá Fronta Dnes reported that Šebrla is hoping to represent the Czech Republic in the sport in 2016, or more likely in 2020, and describes his aim as deadly serious. However, his ambition is not being taken seriously by people in the Czech golf world, with one interviewee telling the newspaper that Šebrla's idea of becoming a top-class golfer so late in life was science fiction. That's all the sport for today.